Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible Answer Man is no longer capable of answering Bible questions. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me to explain the problem.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We've been following a story that first began breaking this last week concerning Hank Hanegraaff. He's known as the Bible Answer Man, who actually has converted to Eastern Orthodoxy and has become a member of a Greek Orthodox church. What can you tell us?
Well, that's right. And actually, in explaining and responding to questions and comments and concerns about his conversion, he said that he'd actually been attending an Orthodox church for over 2 years, and he officially became a member on Palm Sunday, and he was what's called, the term is chrismated, into the Orthodox Church. What's interesting about this, Dr. Hanegraaff, is he's been talking about these things. He says that nothing about what he believes in his faith has changed. Well, if nothing has changed, then something was wrong in people thinking that he was actually a conservative evangelical in his beliefs, because there are distinct differences and important problems between Eastern Orthodoxy and evangelicalism. Hank Hanegraaff became the president of the Christian Research Institute and took on the title of the Bible Answer Man. So he's been on the radio for a long time, but you know, it's not been always a smooth ride. He's come under criticism on a number of fronts, and we'll talk about some of them later as regards to eschatology. But on the other end of the Bible, in the beginning, Ken Ham took him to task in an article posted on the Answers in Genesis website where he notes that the Bible Answer Man does not hold to a literal creation, doesn't believe that there was a literal serpent in the Garden of Eden that spoke audibly to Eve, and so he would accept a long day-age theory or some kind of evolutionary theistic evolution. So there are problems with his theology.
David James, with this report on the Bible Answer Man. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The purpose for this report was for alerting the church, the body of Christ, about someone who may not be what he claims to be, i.e., Hank Hanegraaff, known as the Bible Answer Man, who has recently converted to Eastern Orthodoxy. The Bible exhorts each of us who are true Bible-believing, born-again Christians to study the Bible. It's the Word of God. Let me quickly say that there is nothing wrong to listen to Bible teachers, maybe that you hear on the radio. But we must make sure who we are listening to are what they say they are, true born-again, Bible-believing people as well. That's why we have reported this story on Hank Hanegraaff. Jesus actually warned during his earthly ministry for each of us to be aware of false prophets and false teachers. In fact, in Matthew 24, Jesus says that false teachers would be the main sign of his soon return. My suggestion for today is study the Word and keep looking up. He is coming. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...